Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle. Bish Bucks out sick. We've got Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports, joining us at 9. We can get into the analytics of this matchup against the Detroit Lions. Doesn't seem to be a ton of confidence going into this game, but should there be? Commanders, of course, are on this winning streak. Lions were the number one seed. We get that. They have this very potent offense. But Washington's offense is ranked pretty high. I mean, Detroit, number two in the NFL in yardage, 409.5 yards per game. Washington, seventh. It's not like they're that far behind. I'll say this about Detroit's offense. It's balanced. They're number two passing. They average 263 yards per game through the air. They're also the number six rushing team at 137 yards per game. They obviously scored 33 points per game. Is that why people seem to be hesitant to have confidence going into this game?
Well, there's two things. One is their explosive offense, and two is just the fact that we watch teams march up and down the field against us, and there's not a lot of confidence in our defense. They've made plays, and they've gotten better from where they were at the beginning of the season, so they should be commended. I know they're trying. But I think on the whole, there's not a lot of confidence in defense, and especially when we thought sort of the final piece was added in Lattimore to really help things defensively, and it hasn't really worked out that way. So there's skepticism about our ability to stop people, and then combine that with their lethal offense, it makes you nervous.
And I think they have to be scared, too, that this Lions offense isn't even at full capability because David Montgomery's missed the last three or four games.
Although he will play.
He will play.
It's a full participant in practice.
So you add him into the mix, and I think what Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson have done there is really smart. Like, you don't want to overtax Jahmyr Gibbs by giving him 20, 25 touches per game. You give Montgomery, when he's healthy, 15-ish carries. You give Gibbs 10 to 12 carries, get him involved in the passing game. You keep those guys fresh for the playoff run. So now you add Montgomery back into the mix. It's just another piece that they can use on offense against, let's be honest, an improved but a defense that's still flawed here with Washington.
I'm willing to say this, though. So I think we are underdogs, deserve to be underdogs, but we absolutely can win. Just make a couple stops and, you know, control the ball. I mean, it's doable. We just did it last week. But it's going to be tough. If we do win, though, and I'm picking us, we're winning the whole thing.
Oh, you're saying if they beat the Lions, then they're winning the Super Bowl.
Then I'm calling it. We're winning
the
whole thing.
That's
if we win this, we're winning the whole thing.
That's a big one.
800-636-1067. We'll open up the phone lines, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Are you feeling confident in the Commanders? And if not, why aren't you feeling confident? This team is on a roll. Now, they've been winning close games. But give Jaden Daniels the ball on a last drive with the chance to win, you're looking pretty good. It's becoming a thing. You don't want to give him the ball back. I mean, right when they got the ball back after Tampa tied the game, I expected them to win the game. Like, I didn't think they were going to go three and out and punt to Tampa.
Jaden has been that good that if he gets the ball back with limited time on the clock, you have confidence that he's going to move the ball down the field and put this team in a position to win the game.
Was there any part of you that thought Tampa was going to stop them and force a punt there?
No.
And so with the offense, confident. I think that they have, we debated this the other day, I think they have a good chance to win. Do I think they're likely to win? No. I probably will pick the Lions, but I give them about a 45% chance to win the game. I don't think this is some runaway like the Lions are so much better.
Pick the boys.
Yeah, but I'm not as passionate about the Commanders as you are.
So you're not going
to
be upset?
I'd like them to win.
You want them to win for ratings bonuses?
And for Kelsey, who's a huge fan. Like, I mean, she was so fired up. She's in L.A.,
it pleases you none. Like, you really have nothing for them. You're dead man.
Yeah, I don't really care.
That's amazing, man.
I mean, I grew up liking the Baltimore Colts. You know that.
He's holding tight to that Colts fandom.
The Colts, they're dead.
He doesn't care either.
I actually care. I definitely care more than you. I'm definitely more invested.
I don't know.
It's a lock. I'm more invested. I'm like, what? I'm.
You've never painted a room burgundy and gold, Cakes.
Okay, you did that because your kid wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never painted a room burgundy and gold. That's true. I've never slapped a Brian Rappo fathead up on the wall. This is true.
Why do you think you care more than him? I'm curious.
I just think I'm more invested in the Commanders than he is at this point.
I actually would agree with you.
I'm not on your level,
but because you can't articulate it.
I don't live or die with every play or every result, but I'm definitely more invested.
Does it bum you out when they lose? Even if it's just for half an hour?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That doesn't.
I don't believe
it. Doesn't ruin my day. It doesn't ruin
it depends
like the next
on the
day.
Loss. It depends on the loss in the game.
Haven't been a lot of L's lately.
Yeah,
been a lot of dubs. A lot of wins.
JP can't claim painting the room for his daughter as making him invested. Yeah.
I didn't say I was invested.
Well, that was the point you brought up about how you were more invested than Cakes.
Because I know he's zero. He doesn't care. I know him.
He cares. It's not true. I see him celebrating on Twitter all day long.
I think he cares a little bit more than you.
Here's why. It's become a big bonding thing with my kids because they've watched this team suck for so many years.
Okay. That's what you said.
It's the same.
I know, but I think you get a kick out of tweaking people. I like tweaking people too. You get a kick out of tweaking people, and so when they lose, you don't mind pointing out the painful, whatever it is, painful truth, the painful stats. You don't mind. Listen, I got that DNA too. JP, I like to thumb my nose at people.
JP cares about his prediction record.
Is that what it
really?
Is?
Yes.
If I did, I would have went for the win in the last week, and instead I just picked the Commanders.
No, it's why you're picking the Lions. You're setting the whole. It's what Cakes.
What prediction record are you talking about? Cakes, we don't have a Lions prediction record.
You just said I'm probably going to take the Lions.
Because I bet what I believe.
I know. Cakes doesn't care about that. Cakes just cares about the Commanders winning. He doesn't care about his dumb prediction being right on the show.
I actually couldn't care less about anything.
Wouldn't
than
even
that
enter
prediction.
His mind.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't faze me one bit.
Yeah, but I think when we talk about games, Cakes is betting what he believes. I'm not doing something fake. You want me to do something fake? I pick who I believe is going to win.
Yeah, I know. I already know who's picking
Look,
who.
We don't need to litigate our level.
What prediction record are you even talking
fandom?
About?
He's talking about the one that you do weekly.
Yeah, your obsession with the weekly prediction.
How is he obsessed?
He's bitter because he fell behind and he started mocking it. So that's...
Well, I've mocked it since the first
day. If I
cared
about it, I would have gone for the win on the last week, which would have been to pick the opposite of what EB picked because he was one ahead of me. And I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows that?
You're the only one trying.
You guys are spitting a theory, which is false.
No. You love being right. That's the whole premise
everybody
of everything.
Who's the king
right.
backpatter here? It's not me. Those guys way more than me. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
I love being right.
When I hit something, I will pat my back.
Not much more in life pleases me more than being right.
Okay, you guys don't
and
care.
I've been right a lot.
You don't care about being wrong.
Who?
You and Cakes.
I'm willing to be wrong.
Sure.
I'm willing to be wrong.
You have to have an opinion.
I'm willing to be wrong. That's fine. I can take the L. But I
can
get sized when I hit.
But it is glorious being right.
I'm wrong all the time.
I brought up the fact that I thought Steve Spurrier was going to be silly here in Washington yesterday.
Yeah.
As we were talking about Deion Sanders
20 years ago.
I brought it up yesterday.
I think JP could make fun of himself when he's wrong. I would maybe disagree with Drab. I've known him for 53 years.
He's the most defensive person on the planet.
It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. He can be defensive, for sure.
So the only thing that would make you happy is if I pick the Commanders. I don't get that. So I'm supposed to go against what I believe?
You can pick whatever you want.
No, I'm talking to Drab and Valdez.
I don't care who you pick. If you
want to
pick the Commanders, go right ahead.
You're picking.
You'll root for who you think is whoever you predicted on the game.
That's not true. That's not true.
All right, who do you want to win?
I would want Washington to win, even if I picked Detroit.
Despite money.
Yeah, I want Washington to win. As you said, for the show, it's better if they win. For my daughter, who is a passionate fan, who I used to take to training camps, who I painted a room for, I want her to be happy.
Give me over this wall,
so then if
man.
You want that, then there should be some pain when it doesn't happen.
But I shouldn't pick the Detroit Lions. Like, they want me to pick the Commanders.
No.
Would make me more invested in it? Doesn't make sense.
I think predictions are stupid. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think predictions are hard.
It does not make sense.
But you do have a lean, and my lean is Lions. But I'm picking the Eagles. And I said, going into the playoffs, I'm picking the Skins. I'm picking them all heart. My heart's making every pick. I can't pick against them in the playoffs.
No.
That's against my I just can't.
Can't do it.
I can't do it.
Especially because it's the Lions. Because you've made a career out of goofing on the
Lions. They're a good football team, but their history stinks.
I said they have a good chance.
True.
I think you said reasonable chance. Cake said decent chance. So none of us truly believe the Commanders are likely to win the game.
No, but that won't stop me from picking them, potentially. Of course, I won't guarantee a win. I can't do that. I've gotten fully out of that business.
All right, hold on. We had a bunch of people want to call in. Did they fall off amidst our trivial arguing amongst each other?
Oh, no, they were calling in about the Eagles fan.
Oh, they still were? Yeah. What's the consensus behind the scenes for people calling in?
It's very split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect sports talk radio topic. Yeah. Pick a side.
Listen, I'm
yelling at each other.
I'm 100% anti-cancel culture, 100% against it. I'm just not sure you could call someone live or whatever on social media, like unhinged, a C word, and not think that you're going to get repercussions from it.
There's going to be some blowback to that.
I believe in free speech. You say whatever you want, brother, but there could be repercussions for that. And that other guy's a weasel. And some guy's accusing me of being a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy, but if you call my wife a C word, we're probably
fact that despite Baltimore playing Buffalo, this is the buzziest of the divisional round matchups as far as get in price for tickets. The cheapest ticket right now to get into the Lions Commanders game is $515. You can get into the Bills game against the Ravens for $145. The Eagles game for $229, and the Texans game for $125. This is the hottest ticket in town. Well, in Motown. Not in this town. In Motown, it's the hottest ticket in town. So, Tailgate 10, I know you're making plans to head out there. You're going to be paying some big money for your tickets if you're heading to this game.
Will there be as big a contingent for this game as there was for the Tampa game?
I don't think so. I think you'll see a smattering of burgundy and gold in the stands. I think you're going to see a lot more blue. A lot more Lions blue. I don't think they're going to give up their tickets as easily as the Tampa fan base did. Because they're starved to see them actually win and advance to the NFC title game. Hopefully their plans get ruined by the Commanders. That would be fun.
800-636-1067. Should we be saying they're the Lions, we're red hot, Commanders can keep this winning streak going? Should there be a little more bravado and confidence from Washington fans? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.